This week I visited a friend who was in the hospital, and he was supposed to be there for just a predictable, low-risk surgery, supposed to be in and out after just a few days. But during the recovery from his surgery, unknown to everyone, the stress was just too much for his heart. And one of those days, after his family had left his room where he was recovering and they'd gone home, he was all alone in his room, and he died. The monitors coded, and they came in and they resuscitated him. And when I saw my friend this week, I said to him, "You died this week." And he said, "Yeah, I know." And it wasn't what anyone had planned for this procedure. My friend died and came back to life. At this table, we are truly in the presence of a friend who died and came back to life. Jesus, the light of the world, went dark. Jesus was clinically dead, and they didn't resuscitate him. They buried him. But he did rise from the dead. And we do this supper to declare his death until he comes. He's alive. He's returning. What is the harder miracle to believe? I'll give you some options. What's the harder miracle to believe? That the Son of God became the Son of Man? That Jesus transferred all the guilt of his people's sins on himself? That Jesus died, but on the third day rose again? Or is this the hardest miracle of all to believe? That somehow before all of that, Jesus loves you with a love that is as high as the heavens are above the earth. So great is his love for those who fear him. I think it's that last one. Because, to be honest, if you're a Christian, you believe all those other ones. But you and I, we rarely believe that last one. Because if you and I believed he loves us that much, we wouldn't really struggle with our insecure self-consciousness all the time. And we wouldn't have so much worry and fretting about little things, easy things. If we believe that, we wouldn't harbor so much suspicion, bitterness, envy. We wouldn't find it so hard to forgive when someone really hurts us. In this meal, we're taking bread. It's the body of Christ come down from heaven for us. He came to be near us because he loved us. And in this meal, we take wine. And that tells us he had to come near and then he had to die. And he was willing to do that. And so when you take the supper, this is what you're saying. He loved me. He gave himself for me. He showed up in the flesh so that it wouldn't really be a miracle. We would see, we would handle, we would know. And now the people who saw it are telling us about it. Jesus arranged this new Passover meal, and he says, "Do this in remembrance of me." We expect that spiritually he feeds us as we do it. So if you have come to know God, the Father, and Jesus Christ, his Son, and if you're a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, we invite you to take the supper. Just a word about these qualifications. When we say you need to be a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, we're saying this. If you have been put out of a church because there's some sin that you know is wrong, and the church has declared it's wrong, and you just won't let go of it, and so they had to put you out if you're excommunicated and you won't repent, you can't take this up, or you need to get things right with you and the body of Christ. But if you're like in this, just through the vicissitudes of life and providence, you were a member, and your membership, that administrative part of it, has just kind of like disappeared, and you weren't trying to avoid church. You're not running away from a church. You're looking for a church. You're a believer in Christ. Fine, fine. You're not being barred from this table. If you don't know Jesus, though, in this way, if you're here, you're listening to all this, you're like, blood, resurrection, judgment, still just working all this. We are very grateful that you're here. And we invite you to stay with us. You don't want to take this supper because this is something of like a solemn covenant agreement between us and God. But stay here. We invite you to remain. Just watch it. This could be a time for you to ask some of your questions that you may have to God, to pray to him, to put the question to him. And talk to us afterwards. We'd love to talk more about it. Let's pray now together as we come to this table. Lord Jesus, we pray that you would show us yourself in this supper, and we pray that there would be more of you in us and more of you coming out of us through this supper. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.